Ayam and Luke Toy has old Kinaima by Yates if mold is both. To show that resting in peace is good and the land is pleasant, and he decided to put a big load on his back to work hard. So most of this bird is going on Toyota. The person sees the physical world that looks so nice. Instead of spending his whole life trying to build up his physical world, he puts his energy into Limud HaTorah. The Chofetz Chaim says that why is Limud HaTorah called this bowl? Bowl sounds like some type of uncomfortable thing. Torah is the sweetest thing that exists in the world. So it brings emotion. There was a wealthy person that his business was to work with precious stones. And he went to a faraway country and he took 3,000 rubles with him. And also another 400 rubles for the way. Okay, so he used the money that he had to buy all the precious stones, and he only had 200 rubles left for the trip back. Sounds so far so good. And he met another person, and it was a long story. Okay, and he said that I see that you deal in precious stones. Maybe buy for me also some very valuable stones, and I'll give them very cheap. He said, I used up all my money already. The person was a good salesman. He said, it's kedai for you. These are the nicest gems in the world. And he looked at them, and the met looked very beautiful. He said, the salesman told him that these are worth thousands of rubles. I'm giving to you, willing to give to you for a very cheap price. Because people are saying that, people are starting up with me. They say that I owe them money and they want to take these away from me. So at least if you buy them for me at a cheap price, I will gain something and you'll gain a tremendous amount. So, Kamuban, this wealthy person, he saw these beautiful stones, he's getting at a very good price, that he couldn't hold himself back. And he used that extra 200 rubles that he had that was supposed to be for his trip back, and made a hedge for that. I won't have money to get back, but he also make a tremendous amount of money from these things. Yeah. So, worked some way out, had to get home. Yeah. Anyway. He left himself only 20 rubles. He said, live very simply in order to manage. Okay, anyway, so he bought these stones and he made a special box of very expensive stones and started to travel home. When he went to the hotel, he asked for the most basic food because he didn't have enough money to get home if he to be in the first class rooms and first class food. Yeah. Okay, so he's in this hotel. And he's in a very simple room and eating bread and water. And a friend of him shows up who was, and he says that, don't you look like so-and-so? Yeah, he says, true. So he said, what are you doing here? You're supposed to be a wealthy person. What are you living in these very simple quarters and barely eating over here? So he told him the whole story. He showed these beautiful stones that he got. And his friend said, no, you're right. You did a good deal. It's good to be for a short period of time in uncomfortable quarters and eat less because the tremendous profit you're going to make from this. But even so, I'm still surprised that you agree to this thing. You're the type of person that always likes everything comfortable. Nice house, good food and everything else. How are you willing to put up with this very uncomfortable quarters? You know, a person's used to living at a high level. He's not willing to do anything, even for a few days, to live in poverty. He says, and so he told me that the truth is I have a hard time with it, but whenever I really feel bad about it, I just open the box with the precious stones and I look at it and I say, you know, it's a good deal. Calm myself down. He says the same thing, a person in this world. The only reason why we're living in this world is to make a connection with Hashem through a Torah, nice and Torah. These are the precious stones we have. All the physical things of the world, the things we have to do to survive, but they have no value at all. Zero. So it says that we know that the doctor shall tell you that sometimes you have to be ready to live in simpler quarters and eat less, whatever it is necessary, so that you should be able to retain your connection with Hashem through the Torah mitzvahs. So that's what he's saying. A person has to be willing to give up from his connection in this world to get the big diamonds in the world to come. So he's saying, "Vayech shichva lizbo" means that the truth is, Limud HaTorah is the most pleasurable thing. But sometimes, in order, and not only in this world, but it's the only thing that remains with us eternally. Sometimes a person is constantly involved in his physical things because he has to keep up his physical side on a high level, and he doesn't realize that he's giving up a large portion of his spiritual side, which is the real diamonds that he has. So the person, sometimes it's a pechina of lizmon. It looks like he's having a hard time. But he always reminds himself that, okay, I may have to go through some harder times, but I'm going to spend my eco time on building myself up for the big diamonds that I'm going to get. That's going to give him the craft to go through all these situations. So that's what it is. Nope. Should be able to do that. Use the light properly.